Let's bring in acalabrutinib, and I asked you to maybe tell me about a patient that you took care of who received that agent, and you have a 67-year-old man. What happened there?
So this 67-year-old, I guess the first thing I should say about acalabrutinib is that we do use it sometimes in CLL, but it's not yet FDA approved. So it's an off-label use of the drug. It's only really labeled now for relapsed refractory mantle cell lymphoma. With that being said, this 67-year-old had enough medical comorbidities that weren't that well controlled that I had a concern about using ibrutinib. So they had poorly controlled atrial fibrillation and hypertension. So a decision was made instead of starting with ibrutinib to try to obtain insurance approval to use acalabrutinib. One of the limitations of the drug versus ibrutinib is it's a twice daily dosing versus once a day, but the patient was started on the drug and tolerated it reasonably well. A couple of things I wanted to highlight. One of the toxicities associated with acala that isn't frequently seen with ibrutinib is headache. And so this patient did have a grade 1 or grade 2 headache during the first 4 to 6 weeks worth of therapy, which is relatively easily treated with Tylenol, but the patients just need to be aware of that.